You're listening to VFN TV highlights at VFNKB.com. Enjoy. And also think about this. You know, where Pastor John Kilpatrick speaks specifically how God is grooming all the stuff that's going on right now. He's grooming a mighty church that will be revealed. This mighty church will be revealed in the worst hours of violence and hatred that we've ever witnessed. This is what's taking place right now. He's grooming us to be a light. And think about this. The light gets brighter and brighter, the darker it gets. As a matter of fact, one of the first revelations that God gave me when we came to the Gulf Coast in regards to the VFN, the Dream Center, was specifically that we're called to be children of the light. The kings come to our light. That gross darkness covers the earth, thick darkness covers the people, but we are children of light. So the darker it gets, the lighter you're going to look. But you got to remember, don't let the darkness interfere with you. So listen to Pastor John Kilpatrick. He speaks prophetically about God, how God is literally making and developing a mighty church. Check it out.
I don't know if any of us sitting here today, or any of us watching by television, or live streaming, can really truly comprehend and picture in our minds what God is doing. Not what he's going to do, but he's already started. If you don't know that he's already started, you're behind times. I know that it's hard to believe, but a mighty church is being groomed at this moment all over the world, among the nations of the earth, to take the stage real soon. During the worst hours of confusion and wickedness, violence and hatred that we have ever witnessed. But God is grooming his church to take the stage, and they're getting ready, and the curtain is about to come up.
This is so, so exciting, because of all the times and seasons that you can live, you're living in this season. But guess what? It's going to be the hardest season for you to focus. Even CEOs of large industries are struggling with their ability to focus. Pastors are having difficulty in being able to focus. Your Christians are having difficulty in being able to focus. Why? Because so many things are trying to distract us. There's so many things trying to get our attention. There's so much fake news and all the stuff, you know, tragedy, this is bad, that's bad. It's like, you know what? Why have your spirit assaulted every single day? Quit watching a news program that gives you no hope, gives you no future, and doesn't tell you anything about God. It's time to cut that off. As a matter of fact, it's going to get difficult to be able to find truth. As if the Lord tarries, it's going to be very, very difficult to even find truth as we're going, because the enemy's going to try to clamp it down. But we, as believers, are messengers of the truth. God speaks to us, and we reveal what he says. So I want to encourage you, even in these very difficult times, understand, if you're not focusing on the bad stuff, you're focusing on what God's doing. You be prepared, focusing on what God's doing for you, preparing you and preparing those around you and your family to be able to make major impact before he comes or before he takes you to go be with him. And this is amazing days. It's going to be amazing harvest coming. And you think about all this tragedy and the things that are taking place. I mean, think about, you know, I mean, you have to understand how, I mean, God is able to do exceedingly abundantly more than you could ever ask and imagine. Understand that when it looks hopeless, when it looks like there's no way that this thing can turn, there's no way it could flip, that's when God steps in. God will take us to a place, he'll take a people, even his own people, to a place where they finally get their backs against the wall, and they finally look up and acknowledge him again and begin to cry out for him, and he responds. But right now, America, Great Britain, Israel, the world is in a place right now that nothing, no Democrat, no Republican, no individual can be able to turn this nation around, cannot turn America around. But guess what? Our God can turn America around. Let's hear what Pastor John Kilpatrick had to say about that.
I don't know if you really realize it or not, but listen, it's going to take a divine encounter with God Almighty to turn this nation around. There is no Democrat running that has the power to do it. There is no Republican that has the power to turn this nation around. It's gone too far. It's going to take Holy Ghost revival to turn this nation around.
Holy Ghost revival. Revival, understand this, it's when something is alive, but it's life is waning. What happens is you come in there and you do something to it. If it's a physical person, you give them CPR, you give them nourishment, and they're revived. Right now, the church needs revival. It needs to be revived to be prepared for what God has going on. So you understand right now that if you look at three of the biggest democracies that are known for freedom is America, Great Britain, and Israel. And we're all contending, we're divided. And it's like people are doing some of the craziest things. I mean, grown folks are doing things that not even children do, and they're not getting in trouble for it. They're not, what's happening? Well, I think the Lord is getting ready to move. Let's listen to what Pastor Kilpatrick had to say about this specific reality.
I've been telling the church for some time now that there is the three major democracies of the world. The most identifiable democracies of the nations of the earth is Israel, and Israel has no functioning government. They have a prime minister, but he's a lame duck prime minister. You look at America, and we have a president, but the president is in problems because of impeachment proceedings. Then you look at the UK. Boris Johnson is the new prime minister. And everything in the UK has come to a screeching halt because of Brexit. All three major democracies that the earth has always looked to, all free men of the entire earth has looked to these three democracies as the standard bearers for freedom and democracy, and every one of them are in great turmoil and hardly able to function as though that they're about to fall in the dust.
That couldn't be said any more accurately than that, because you're looking, if you've been praying, like we've been praying for Israel's election, that Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu would come out of this thing, but the people are so divided. Here, God has anointed this man, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, to be able to protect this small nation, Israel. He's taken the stands. He's allowing land to be taken back. He's promoting, along with President Trump, that Jerusalem is the eternal capital of Israel, that's where the American embassy would go. They're taking back the Golan Heights. They're claiming it. The settlements, they're taking that back. And it's like, this is the right man for their leadership, but they cannot make up their mind. You look at Great Britain. Great Britain cannot no longer see their own personal identity outside the European Union. When, you know, the sun didn't even set at sometimes on the Great Britain's nation, because everywhere they were, you think about all their kingdom that they had spread out. But now they can't even make up their mind. Grown folks at Parliament in Great Britain, they keep on putting one prime minister after another. The Queen no longer has the power that she has, or she could exercise it, but she doesn't look like she's going to exercise it to be able to. The people voted to remove themselves from the European Union. They call it the Brexit movement, but they haven't done it. Even though the people asked for it, they haven't done it. Even though the people asked for Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, the government's not doing it. Well, guess what? Same thing in America. Even though the people voted overwhelmingly for President Donald Trump, that you have a division coming against it. And so here we are, you're thinking, my goodness, Lord, what's it gonna take? And hopefully you're not abusing yourself every day by watching, you know, the pundits and the people just are expressing their own personal opinion. Understand, you're seeing the signs of when God begins to move powerfully. This is when you begin to see the Lord move so powerfully, when you start seeing, you know, powerful revival come and great awakenings come.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the VFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at vfnkb.com. And don't forget about our VFN KB app. No matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. Connect and sign up for the next webinar or attend our next summit at vfnkb.com. VFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.